What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
And welcome back to our second video podcast.
If you are listening slash watching on Spotify or YouTube, you can be watching. If you're listening anywhere else, you can still listen. You're not left out. But it is fun if you guys can watch. We're really excited about you now being able to watch our podcast too.
Yay.
This is an episode where I feel like it's one of those where I am like almost a little like pent up for it. Like I sit down and it feels like, oh, like exhale. Like I feel like I have a lot to say. Or, like, a lot of feelings to come out, maybe. And I think these are some of the best episodes because it's, like, when you really just feel like you need to say something and let something out, it's usually those things that other people need to hear and can really relate to and benefit from as well.
So today we're talking about how to deal with life going wrong.
Because sometimes everything just feels wrong.
Like, right now, maybe a little bit.
Sometimes life just feels like it's not going your way, and it's hard, and we all go through it, but sometimes it's like a prolonged period of time.
We'll talk about that, though. We'll talk about kind of the times where it's just a really bad day or bad week or kind of a short amount of time, and sometimes it's a really long-ass time, and that's super frustrating and super irritating, and you gotta deal with it somehow. So we'll get into that. Before we do, we'll do a little recap of the past week.
I mean, since last time we talked to you, I guess one of the biggest events is our first video episode going out, because that was exciting. It's something that we've been working on and preparing for a little while, and so that first video episode going out was super exciting. If you guys haven't gone and watched it, it's our episode 25, What is a Balanced Lifestyle? We talk all about what a balanced lifestyle means to us, what it looks like to us if you're watching, and so that was exciting to have that out and to get the positive feedback and hear what you guys thought about it.
We went to All You Can Eat Sushi with one of our friends, which was really fun. We were there from like 6:30 to like 10.
It was at least 3 hours.
We were there for so long because they would bring one individual piece of sushi. Like every time it was just one piece of sushi because it was so busy. The restaurant was so busy. So it was taking forever to get through all the orders because we were sitting by the bar so we could see them, everyone making all the sushi.
And all the orders coming
out. And all the orders coming out. There was such a long line of
little ticket after little ticket.
And I felt so bad. There were only two guys working. Mm-hmm. And there was just so much going on.
But it was
great. But it was really good.
Like, sushi has always been one of my top foods ever. And I've never done an all-you-can-eat sushi before. And I feel like it's something that I've always wanted to do. But of course, you're always a little bit skeptical, like, what's the quality going to be like? All you can eat sushi,
really?
I can eat as much as I want? Like, what's that going to be like?
But it was super good.
It was actually really good. So we went with a friend, but I want to take our parents there because I think that would be a really good time.
I'm gonna go back. No, I want sushi. We should go tonight.
I would go tonight.
We're going to sushi tonight.
I would go tonight. So maybe we'll go tonight. But it was great. Sushi was great. And the idea that, like, you just pay up front and then it's literally better if you order more. Usually you go to a restaurant or something where you order multiple things, like sushi or like tapa kind of thing. And you
sorry,
like,
what?
Like, I'm saying, like, if you go to a place where you order like a bunch of small dishes.
I heard
like
you.
Sushis
you said,
or tapas, not tapa, tapas.
You said tapa.
Like that kind of vibe. Usually every extra order, you're like, oh, do I really need to get that because I have to pay an extra like $10 or something? No, but this is like,
it's like
you should order more.
Financially, you're being financially responsible by ordering an obscene amount.
So exactly. It's the best. It was such a good feeling because you don't think about it. Every time you place an order, it's like $0, $0. And actually, if you think about it as a businesswoman in your head, the cost of everything goes down the more you order.
It's financially responsible.
Exactly.
What can I say?
So that was great. We also went to the beach with our family.
So true.
Which is kind of an example of...
Did it prompt what we're talking about today?
A little bit.
Slightly.
It's kind of an example of how sometimes you get in periods of life where it just feels like everything has a roadblock. Like, everything is fighting against you in a sense, and that's kind of how we've been feeling for a little while now, and so we were trying to help that situation by taking a beach day with our family.
No, because we said we're all just So there's a lot of frustration with, I mean, there's been a lot of challenges living in a new place, and especially with COVID right now, there's so many restrictions, and it's really difficult. So we were like, you know what? It's the weekend. We're going to the beach. Family beach day. Everyone
pack it up. We got a beach umbrella.
Everyone go. Like, everyone get
in. As in the four of us. The two of us and our family. As in
the four of us.
Our parents.
We're like, we're going to the beach. Because surely going to the beach isn't going to have any frustrations. All we're going to do is sit on the beach in the sun and have a nice time. Mm. No.
And to lead up to this event, actually, we've been living in Singapore for at least 2 months now, and our family has not once gone to the beach together.
And we've only been
once.
Literally now once. Twice.
Because it's always been a challenge. That's kind of what we're experiencing with life right now, that everything life just feels just more challenging,
so challenging
than it should. And so we've only gotten to the beach here once, because even though we're right by the equator, and even though Singapore is technically an island, it's not easy to get to the beach. And also, it rains all the time, too. So every time we make plans to, it gets rained out.
And I know we're talking about, like, the beach and weather, and you're like, how, like, aw, you're going to the beach was tough. Like, life's so challenging. No.
This that was kind of like the cherry on top.
Like, literally the like, last straw.
Yeah.
Like, I know we're talking about the beach, but, like,
yeah,
there's so much
this
more.
This was like a cherry on top moment. So basically, 2 months later, we finally, the four of us, get to the beach together. We show up at the beach. We have all of our stuff. We're ready to go. We're all in good
actually, mood. And then we just keep walking because it's gated off, and we can't get in the beach. Because actually, you have to, like, schedule a slot at the beach, and we didn't know that because we hadn't been on a weekend before, and you only have to do it on the weekend. So we didn't have a slot. But no problem, we can go just reserve one. Like, we can get one right now. It's totally fine. Except for the fact that the beach was closing.
At 1 p.m. And it was 12:55.
So the exact time that, like, we're at the beach.
The beach
is closing.
It just
happens to be closed.
No, because picture the frustration of this situation. As, like, silly as it might sound. Like, you've been having a really hard time, and
The
beach is supposed to solve all your problems. You show up at the beach, and the beach is gated off.
It's closed.
And there are guards there who say, do you have a reservation to be at the beach? Have you put your information in online to tell the government that you're going to be at the beach?
No.
And we say, oh, we didn't know that we needed to do that. How do we do that? And they're like, well, you can do it online, except the beach is closing and between 1 and 2. And we're like, what do you mean the beach is closing? Why is the beach closing? And he goes, I don't know, maintenance?
Management.
I don't know, management?
Management. So anyway, we went to go get lunch, except we also didn't have a reservation for lunch because we weren't planning on it. But finally, we waited and we got a table, and it turned out to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the beach. It was fine.
Yeah, and we sat at the beach, and it was fine. And actually, like, when we were there, that was probably one of the highs of the week was sitting at the beach for a couple hours and being in the sun.
It was like the one day that it was sunny, because the past literally month has been raining.
Yeah. It was nice to, like, finally, like, lay down carefree at the beach, just finally have that beach moment. It was just so ironic. The thing that was supposed to kind of alleviate all of that stress and stuff had so much more stress than another roadblock to get there, which was just kind of a metaphor of how everything in life is feeling right now, which is just life going a little bit wrong for you, which happens to
all
of us.
And I mean,
at some
like
point.
The world is kind of in the same position.
Yeah.
Nothing's quite going right.
Yeah. I think it's probably a feeling that a lot of people are feeling right now in the state of the world, but also the state of the world for the past couple of years, because, like, that's the truth. Like, nothing has been right for, I think we're coming up on the 2 year anniversary of when they told everyone 2 weeks until you can go back to school. Like, I think I saw TikToks of that. So it just kind of shows that, like, things haven't been right for most people for a long time now. And I think it's worth talking about how that is a normal human experience, but not an enjoyable one, and how to deal with those emotions and feelings and times.
Highs and lows of the week.
My high was probably the sushi, if I'm being honest. Actually, because since then, I have been, like, dreaming of the moment that we can go back there.
Okay, well, we'll go back tonight. My sushi, for some reason, all of my orders, like, none of them came. So,
that's true. You had to order things, like,
twice. I don't
think
it would have been my high of the week, but I had to order things, like, so many times before they actually
showed up.
My high of the week was I made these like protein raspberry pancakes. No recipe. I just make it and hope for the best. I like cut into it. I made a video of it, so you can see that on TikTok when I post it. But I cut into it for the video, and it looked good, but it wasn't like a nice stack cut, you know what I mean? It was just like, oh, she's cutting it. And then I was sat down to actually eat it, and I cut into it, and it was like gorgeous. It was good. So pretty. And I was like, oh. Anyway, that was my high of the week.
The pancakes.
It looked pretty.
They looked good, and they smelled good. And actually, if I remember correctly, I did have a nibble of one of them, and it was good.
Don't say the word nibble.
Didn't you make another batch of pancakes?
Yeah, I did.
I feel like you made multiple batches of pancakes this week.
Well, it was twice. I love making those.
Twice is multiple.
I used to make those all the time.
A little protein, homemade oat pancake action.
It's like baked oats, just in a different form.
What's the recipe?
You can't put it on the spot like that.
What are the ingredients?
An egg, protein powder, a banana.
Are there oats in it?
Oats, yeah. And I didn't have baking soda.
Well, fruit, but I feel like that raspberries in it.
I'd put raspberries in to make it like red. Mm-hmm. A little food coloring. I feel like baking soda.
Nature's food coloring. Okay, so my high sushi, your high pancakes. High being food, that makes sense.
Honestly, yeah.
Low. What is, like, a specific low?
Like, a low moment?
A specific low. Honestly, this week, I feel like I have been actively trying to, like, have myself together and stuff. So no, like, big low jumps out at me. Other than the fact that I feel like it has been a bit just of a overall fight and a challenge to keep myself together, right? Overall.
It takes so much extra. When you're in a phase where life is challenging, like, everything takes so much work. And that's pretty irritating.
Yeah. It's always, like, you know how when everything feels good and in alignment in your life, then everything is so much easier.
Things just like happen naturally. Yes. You're like, oh, yes. I just like working made a really out, cool
eating
breakfast.
Well, being social, being productive, getting your work done. Like, those things literally come easily when you feel right. good and you're in a
especially
good mood.
Especially social life. Like, I feel like that's a huge indicator of whether life's going well or not going well, is like how easy your social life is.
That, I guess, my kind of low is just the overall feeling that like things are taking a bit more extra effort these days.
Yeah, for sure.
And a goal of mine.
Oh, my goal is I want to eat lunch on the roof one day.
Oh, that's nice.
Because the roof is pretty.
That is nice.
We never go up there.
Mm-hmm. My goal is to make prettier breakfasts, or like be more intentional with making my breakfast, because like breakfast is one of my favorite times of the day. I like to take that time for myself, but lately I feel like I've just been rushing through those like special moments and like not appreciating them or something. But
breakfast, special moments.
It so is. And I just think back, like, the happiest, best times in my life like are in alignment of when I like make really pretty nice breakfast, because I'm just like prioritizing those little things for myself and being more appreciative of like the things that I really like and being more like intentional and focused with them. And so I think that doing that one thing will trickle down into the effort and the good vibes in other areas of my life.
Did you make breakfast today?
Yeah, I had a yogurt bowl with passion fruit and papaya and granola and banana and a little bit of maple syrup on top. So, yeah.
Ate my papaya?
Some of it. I left you some.
No one invited you to do that.
You ate the two passion fruit things that I got the other day. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And so that's my goal, because I think that when you can do one thing like that, especially in the beginning of the day, it helps you, like, kind of have momentum and good vibes for the rest of it.
Momentum and good vibes. Now let's talk about the bad vibes.
So sometimes life just feels like it's going wrong. It happens. And I think that we can experience this in two ways. One, on more of a macro scale of a more long, drawn-out period of time where life just doesn't feel right or doesn't feel like how you think it should feel like for you. And then also on a micro scale with, like, little things can really throw you sometimes.
Like a bad day or week or, like,
one interaction with a person, you know?
Right. I feel like the micro stuff is maybe, like, tangible things.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they come quicker and they go quicker. But things like if you're going through your day and, like, when you have a bad day and it seems like literally everything is going wrong,
yeah.
You can kind of pinpoint those things mm-hmm. almost, even though maybe there wasn't a reason for it. You can be like, oh, I spilled my coffee on myself and, like, my car broke down and also I stubbed my toe and also, like, I
right,
was late.
Right.
It's all piling up, but you can kind of name the things maybe.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's on a macro level and it's just, like, a long phase of things don't feel right, things, like, bigger, broader things are maybe going wrong, that's where it's kind of irritating and frustrating and, like, it's a lot more subdued when it's on the macro level because I feel like you can't pinpoint. It's kind of just this vibe of things aren't happening the way that you maybe want them to happen. But when it's kind of on a micro level, shorter term, I feel like the emotions are heightened with that. Because
yeah.
you can, if it's a bad day, or a bad interaction, or a bad week, or kind of shorter things, that's when you, I don't know, you feel like anger and frustration mm-hmm. and kind of external.
It hits really hard, really fast.
Like, it hits hard fast.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's on a macro level, the longer drawn out phases, it's kind of like, maybe you don't even realize it until you're too deep in it, that you're like,
yeah,
stuff's not going right, you can't pinpoint it, and it's just difficult, but then the longer it goes on, the more it just gets, like, diluted, and I feel like that's when, obviously, it's harder to get out of.
Yeah.
Because the longer it takes to, like, get in it and be in that phase, the longer it's going to take to get through it and get over it.
I don't know which one is necessarily better or worse, because I think first you think, like, maybe, obviously, like, the macro, the bigger thing, it's, like, longer and more drawn out. But I do think that those, like, micro little things, they're very heightened. They can hurt really hard, really fast. And the first thing that came to mind for me with that was you find out something that somebody said about you, or you're, like, excluded from something in a way that really bothers you. Things like that. I think interactions with people for me are what those micro things can be that, like, could hit really hard.
I feel like the micro stuff is more things happening to you.
Yeah.
Not you going through things. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah.
It's less focused on you.
Yeah.
And more focused on things that are happening around you.
Or to you, or but to not, you. Like, who you are.
But when it's, like, a real thing, like an event or something that you can understand a lot easier, I feel like that it's easier to get over and move past and, like,
yeah,
get through. So I would say, obviously, both are challenging and difficult. This is difficult phases of life. But the macro, I think, is a lot more challenging.
Yeah, because I think that when you're going through a long period of time where you don't feel like yourself, maybe things don't feel right, it doesn't feel like something that's happening to you. It legitimately just feels like who you
life.
Are.
And it feels like that's
this
what
is
you're
how
hitting.
It is.
It feels like this is it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And so even though, like you said, it can maybe be more diluted, like it's not like one event that's really like a stab at you, like those like micro little things can be.
It's just everything is lower.
Yeah, it's this drawn out thing and it feels harder because I think you identify with it a lot more. It starts to feel like this is how every day is feeling.
It's
this
personal
is the day to day. Yeah, it is. And I think that macro scale is what each of us are feeling a little bit right now. To be honest, these past couple months living in Singapore have been very difficult and have not necessarily been what we expected. And I think that that's really hard for me because we grew up in Hong Kong. We were young and that was like an incredible time of our lives. We moved away from Hong Kong back to New Hampshire for high school. And honestly, like, I had a difficult time in high school at certain times. Like, there were a lot of times that it was really good, but there were also a lot of times where I felt really out of place. I felt like I didn't have a good friend group. I felt like it wasn't what my life should be like, or what I saw for myself, or what I wanted for myself. And what was kind of my, like, glimmer of hope, or, like, the thing that I saw for myself, was the day that I get to travel and be independent and reconnect with that part of me who I felt like I was in Hong Kong. So for most of my high school, like, this opportunity to live abroad and travel again was, like, where I saw myself, and it was, like, the thing that I was holding on to get me through past hard times. And now it's here, and it's honestly
disappointing.
Really disappointing, and that has made it so painful, because it's like it was the thing that was getting me through other hard times, yet it in itself has turned out to be a hard time. And that, like, is really hard to wrap my head around as well, because it's like, so what is next? Like, I thought that this was it.
Right.
And it's
and now and you're back to not. Like, trying to find something else yeah. that gets you through to the next moment. And yeah. it's like every bad moment you're
yeah
trying to get to the next moment, and then
yeah,
it's just a cycle.
And on a similar level, when high school was really difficult in terms of, like, maybe social situations or mental health type things, doing well in school, making sure that I was learning and getting good grades and all of that, was something that I worked really hard on, because I saw the benefit of that getting me to a different place when I got out of it. It was like, if things are going to be hard right now, the thing that I can control is working hard and getting good grades and, like, setting myself up to have a position where I can be somewhere else that I want to be after this.
And literally that was, so we're both students at Northeastern University in Boston, and we chose that school. We both loved it because there were a lot of opportunities. Like, literally right now we're in school, we're interning abroad in Singapore. Mm-hmm. So we chose that school because there were so many opportunities to travel while you're in school and to live in different places and to have mm-hmm. a ton of different experiences. And so both of us kind of spent high school channeling our energy into doing well so that we could have a next step.
When that next step came, and it's like, obviously, like, I would not change anything in the world about, like, getting into the school that I wanted to get into, going to that school. But with the situation with COVID and stuff, that turned out being somewhat of a disappointment too. And I know that that was, like, for a lot of people, but we are the age where our freshman year was, like,
the biggest COVID year.
Yeah, like, it hit us at the end of our senior year of high school. And actually, we were planning on graduating early anyways. Yeah,
COVID for mm-hmm. high school, like, didn't really affect us because we graduated pretty much at the same time that school ended.
But what we were planning to do was do internships abroad, which we weren't able to do. So that was actually 2 years ago from right now was actually when we first wanted to do internships abroad. And that was, like, what we were working towards, what we were dreaming of. That was, like, the hope and the thing that we were both, like, moving towards. And then that didn't turn out as planned either. And then it was, like, okay, well, we get to go to college. We get to be in Boston and be in a city and meet new people and be in this more exciting place.
And then we couldn't do anything because of COVID. Everything was shut down. And I feel like that's obviously a universal experience. Like, yeah. Everyone was excited for potentially, like, a new start after a few months of COVID, and now here we are.
Yeah. But the fact that it's universal doesn't take away from how it has affected us and how it has affected each of you and, like, the things that it has made you feel. Because our freshman year of college, we were literally in a motel down the street. Our school, because you have to, like, have buildings for
that was a common thing. Like, school yeah. started because they had to spread people out. But it was separated from campus, and it was not a nice place to live. Like, it wasn't a super clean,
yeah.
you know, as no dorm is.
Yeah. But the fact that also all of your freshman year of college was online on a computer from, like, some random, like, motel hotel room, it just didn't feel right. And that's kind of the thing, is that things just haven't felt right and haven't added up in the way that they should be. And I feel like those things have been piling up for a while now. Like, the fact that I am going to be a junior in college the next time that I step foot on Boston's campus is actually insane, because I feel like I haven't had any college experience. And so my point in bringing all of this up is that a lot of the time it's not those micro, small things. Sometimes it's like just compounded events. It's just like a time period. Yeah. And personally, for a while now, I think things have been compounding, where I've just had a lot of waves of not fully feeling like life is going my way, or being somewhat disappointed in situations that I have worked hard for or dreamed right. of or expected something different from.
And obviously, like, things go up and down, and there are good moments and bad moments and everything. Mm-hmm. But I feel like right now, especially the last couple months, have been like a long phase of just difficulty.
Mm-hmm. And how has it been difficult?
I mean, we've talked about how living here has been challenging. And, like, we haven't gotten into super specifics, and I don't know if we will, because the challenges that are specific to us are going to be different than the challenges that are specific to you. But I think there are a few overarching themes in, like, mm-hmm. a challenging time if you're going through a longer phase of difficulty in your life. I think a lot of things kind of happen similarly mm-hmm. every time to everyone. So right now I know, like, we're pretty alone here. Yeah. Like,
there's a huge sense of feeling alone.
For sure. And I know even, like, in Boston or at home, if I've had a difficult phase, like, loneliness is a feeling that comes with that. And that's going back to social life. Mm-hmm. Whether, I feel like right now, we're in a phase where we don't have a social life in that building. But also, if you're going through a rough time, your social life is affected and you kind of spend less time socially. So either way, that goes, like, that impacts feelings of loneliness.
I think feeling trapped in a certain situation, a certain feeling, and especially right now, a certain place. I think it's literally right now we're having a feeling of feeling trapped. Yeah. Because we're,
like, physically. Yeah. Because even, I mean, we're lucky where if we ever needed to leave, like, we mm-hmm. we could. But traveling or moving around of any capacity is super difficult with COVID and
yeah. just
rules and restrictions.
Yeah. You know, we kind of stepped into a brand new country, brand new culture, and are feeling a bit trapped in the sense where, like, physically, legally, structurally, like, it is actually physically hard to get out and leave if we wanted.
Even, like, being in our apartment, we're kind of here, like, 90% of the time. If you're in an environment where you kind of have a life going on, like, you, and COVID obviously has changed a lot, but you don't necessarily spend 100% of your time at home.
Yeah.
You go to school, you go out, you go to work, you go to the gym. Like, your life just naturally takes you to different locations throughout the day and throughout as you go through life. But that's just not the case right now. And that makes life so boring and dull and repetitive.
And also, I think the sense of, like, even here when we do go places and we do go somewhere, like, you have to sign in with your phone everywhere. You have to follow very specific rules, which I know are in place because of COVID, but, like, down to the number of people who you're allowed to be standing with and having to literally scan in every door that you enter. Like some things, having to do them repeatedly and repeatedly give you this real feeling of being trapped. And I think that is starting to kind of take over and spill into different emotions and feelings. And it doesn't have to be, like, physically being trapped like that, because I think that that is a common feeling whenever you're going through a hard time.
Both physically and mentally trapped. Yeah.
Like, whenever you're going through a hard time, it's easy to feel trapped in the state that you're in and in the feelings that you're in. And, like,
Not even talking about COVID, but in a long period of time, like we said before, things feel just like this is your life. It's not something happening to you. It's something that you're, like, living in, because kind of the micro, shorter term, more kind of explosive, bad or challenging things and phases, when they happen so quickly and intensely, like, you know, as bad as it feels, like, you can kind of feel the progression as it's happening of something, you know, coming on super strong, and then it peaks, and then maybe you can feel it fizzling out. It stays challenging the entire time, but you can kind of feel the progression, and you know, maybe subconsciously, that it's
going
not
to
permanent.
Yeah.
But if it's a long phase, then you can't really feel that.
Yeah.
You don't feel the progression as, you know, as it's happening. You kind of just feel like this is what's happening, and that can contribute to feeling trapped in it, because when you're in that state for so long, it's like, the longer you're kind of in that difficult phase, it makes it feel a lot harder and a lot more intangible and unreal to move past it.
And it makes everything else in your life feel harder. So I know, like, these past few months, for the first time in my life in a long time, I have found it really challenging to have a good sleep schedule, to stick to a routine, to be productive and get things done. Like, it truly is spilling over to make everything else more challenging. And so if you're going through a period of difficult mental health or feeling like the world isn't going your way and things are really challenging, like, that is such a common thing that it takes over everything in your life, and it makes you feel like you are a different person than you are. Or it makes it feel like in Catherine said, like, it's not something that's happening to you, but it's just the way that your life is and how it is, because those feelings of loneliness, being trapped in a situation, not being able to get out of certain feelings or mindsets in your head,
that just feels like shit.
It feels like shit, and it overwhelms you, it overtakes your life, and it feels sometimes like, where is the other side? Where is the end?
So what do you do? What do you do when life is difficult like this? Macro or micro? Unpopular opinion for me, let it suck and be horrendously bad for a moment.
Yeah. I think the worst thing that you can do is, when you're really feeling something, to suppress it. Because those things are going to have to come up at some point. And if you don't process them and understand those feelings in the moment, then it's only making it heavier for yourself later.
My go-to is to suppress them, but I would say don't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to do that. So that's step one. Step two is to, once you've, like, passed the phase of feeling it and, like, allowing yourself to feel it, once you, like, feel it enough to understand kind of what's going on, then you can, it's still going to suck and it's still going to be absolute shit, but once you've felt it enough to understand it, then you've kind of put yourself in a place where you can attempt to move on from it, or, like, to try and make it better. And once you're at that point, you can refocus your efforts and kind of try to put effort into physically moving past it. Or if that's not working and you're not, like, intentionally, consciously moving past something, you can try to, if this works for you, because I know it may not be healthy for everyone, but you can, like, distract yourself with things enough. It's kind of the same thing as, like, just channeling your energy into something else, but doing something that kind of gets you away from thinking too much about how bad things are, or, like, feeling it for too long. You know, shift your focus, distract yourself a little bit until you no longer need a distraction.
Yeah, I think similarly, the thing that I usually think about is, let yourself feel all of the emotions and feelings that you're feeling, but don't identify with them. Think of them more as, like, this is a feeling that I'm feeling right now, not I am this, this is me, right? Because when you identify with something, it makes you feel like you can never move past it and you can't ever feel something else or be something else, which is not true. Everything negative that you're feeling is a feeling that is happening to you, is a feeling that you're feeling, but it's not who you are. It's not what you are. And so I think you need to let yourself feel those things, but you can't like identify with them and attach yourself to them, because then you can never separate from them. And the goal in feeling them is not to attach yourself to them forever, but it's to allow those feelings to come, to understand them, to let them serve their time, and then to be able to bring yourself out of that on the other side.
Let them have their moment.
Exactly.
Let them have their moment, and then I feel like if you allow yourself to experience negative feelings, eventually you'll realize that they aren't you, and that it's just like something that's coming through and happening, and then it's gonna go.
Because everything that you're feeling, like, they're all human emotions and feelings that just about everyone feels. Another huge thing that is so important for you to do is you need to be kind to yourself. You need to continue to show up to yourself, speak nicely to yourself, do everything good that you can to yourself. Because think about it. If everything else in your life feels like it's going wrong, if everything else in your life is hurting you, then why would you on top of that hurt yourself, right? Like, why would you add to that by being mean to yourself? Because that's the one thing that you can control in these situations is what you do, how you react, how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself. And so you need to do that in a positive way. And so what does that look like, I guess? Because it's hard not to pile onto these situations and not, again, to identify with those feelings and kind of push them deeper and, like, dig deeper into yourself because of it.
It looks like not causing more problems on purpose for yourself. I know
self-sabotage
that's like,
is easy to
that's
do.
Like, yeah, that's like the easy button. It's like
so true.
It's just the easy button. It's so easy to just, if everything is going to shit, like, let's just
jump on the bandwagon.
Let's just make it worse even. But that just feels bad. And also it's like you're not doing anyone or anything any good, especially yourself. And like being good to yourself in this situation or like being beneficial in this situation doesn't mean not feeling shitty. It doesn't mean not letting the bad things be bad. It doesn't mean like, yes, every negative you can eventually turn into a positive. That does not have to be while it's happening. It shouldn't be while it's happening. Don't negate like what's happening right now, but don't make it worse on purpose if you can have any control over it not getting worse. Don't make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
But that just means like with you and you, like internally with you, that means anything that never touches an external source, like your routine, like your, you know what I mean? Like the things that don't touch external sources are controlling your routine, what you do with any time you have, like sticking to, if you know the fundamental basics of like who you are. I know for people who listen to this podcast, likely it's eating nutritious food to whatever extent you're able to do that when you're going through a difficult time. Going to the gym or staying physically active, like moving. If you have a specific person that you can or want to talk to, like keeping those foundations that you know are positive and enjoyable and helpful and beneficial to you, keep doing those. And even if it takes a lot more effort, and even if doing those in a time where there's a lot of discomfort and it's even, like during a challenging time, whatever that manifests and whatever that is for you, what you're experiencing, doing that stuff may not feel like it's making an impact because it's maybe taking you from like super low to a little bit higher, taking you maybe to neutral. Like it may not feel like it's taking you to feel like you're on top of the world, because that's number one, not what you want to be in that situation. That's like not where you need to be. Keeping those foundations and sticking to the things that you know are like fundamental to you, that keeps your head above water a little bit. It may not feel it, but is making such a difference mm-hmm. in not making a difficult time even more challenging.
Even if there's just one thing that you can do to put the effort and energy into yourself, I think this is a part of the reason why health and fitness and having a positive relationship with yourself, working on your mindset, all of the self-development things, like this is why all of that is so important, because it gives you tools and things that in difficult times you can still stick with. Because like we mentioned at the beginning of this episode, it's so much easier when everything feels right to stick with healthy habits and routines. It is so much harder when external things or internal things feel hard to stick with your routines and keep putting effort into you and try to keep some sort of positive mindset, some sort of routine. But that's also when it's the most important, because you can't add to things by like also tearing yourself down. All that you have control over is how you react, what you do, how you speak to yourself as well, because it's not only like keeping up with healthy, positive habits, it's also your internal dialogue, being accepting of whatever situation is happening, not putting blame on yourself, and you know, accepting like, this is how I feel, this is what's happening, but again, not completely attaching it to yourself. Like having that internal dialogue where you understand and accept what's going on, but you also still can think positively of yourself. You still can keep putting effort and intention into yourself. And with those things, like as you keep putting effort into yourself and the actions, like Caroline said, like working out, eating healthy, going for a walk, journaling, like whatever it is, those kind of healthy habits that you know will help you through this, understanding that they can adapt and kind of morph to what you need. Like, I know right now, I don't care what like weight I'm using in the gym. Like, I'm not tracking that. That is so far out of my capabilities right now. Like, I'm working out now because I know it's gonna, number one, keep me on some sort of routine and keep me doing something, but it also, for the mental clarity and for just the movement to feel good and feel a little bit better, like, that's what I'm doing it for. Right now, I can't comprehend, like, oh, I was, like, one plate yesterday, like, in 6 months, like, how do I get to two plates? Like, that is so far from me right now. But that doesn't matter, right? Because the purpose of what you're doing is different. If you are journaling and all you're doing is like mind dumps, whereas before maybe you were following prompts and kind of having more targeted questions, like adapt it to what you need and what you're capable of and what you have the energy and space for right now. Like that is completely fine. That's why you have those habits. Like that's the reason for them. If something is part of your lifestyle, like that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to adapt and change and, you know, grow and be what it needs to be for you in the moment.
Mm-hmm. And the more that you do one thing and can stick with one thing, the more it gives you the momentum and strength to keep up with other things. I know for me, like fitness and working out is always so central. Like that is ingrained in me. And so that is like the one thing that I push myself to keep up with through everything. And I don't put too much pressure maybe on things surrounding it, but I know that when I can stick to that one central thing, it makes it a lot easier to show up in different areas and keep up with different habits and routines. So maybe don't overwhelm yourself by saying I have to keep up with all of these things, but if you can pick one thing that you know will make you feel better and you can stay really consistent with that, mm-hmm. it'll trickle down into the other pieces and
eventually
you will eventually be picking up all these other things and doing the other things too. But start smaller and don't overwhelm yourself.
Also, it's super likely and super natural if you're going through a difficult time to not have any motivation at all to do those things. Like that is okay, and it's okay to kind of alter the frequency. Like if you need to take more rest days during the week because you're mentally exhausted mm-hmm. or physically exhausted, like that's okay. Adapt it. Make it what it needs to be for you. Like, I know recently, do I wake up every day and have the motivation? Like, I can't wait to go to the gym. Absolutely not. But I know that if I don't, I'm gonna feel so horrendous. So I do.
Yeah.
Right? So sometimes it's not even the act of doing these things to make yourself feel better. It's like, you may be at the point where you're doing things to make yourself not feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so important. Like, all of this is keeping you afloat so that you don't feel worse and that you don't like start compounding all of the bad things and just falling into a pit of just not good.
And you know what's good for you. And I would also say, think about, even if they're not like making you feel so much better now in the moment, think about when this time period is over and when this hard time passes and you come out of it on the other side, you want to be in the best position possible. So the healthy habits and the things you're doing now are not only helping you feel better now,
but they're also preparing your future self so that when you snap out of this and when this time period is over, like, you have put yourself in the best position that you can to keep moving forward. You know what I mean? I heard somebody say that once, and I think maybe they were talking about, like, I don't know, going through a breakup or something like that, about how in the moment, like, nothing that you do maybe even would help you in the moment, but you can do things that when the time eventually passes, you haven't pushed yourself deeper and you haven't backtracked. Like, you're in a good position now to move right. forward from there.
Just minimizing the damage.
Exactly. For something that is maybe like a smaller one of those micro moments that we talked about, something to also think about to clear your mind a little bit in the moment. How will this feel or affect you in a month, in a few months, in a year? Because things always feel much bigger in the moment when there are those micro things than they do in the long term. Like, think back to, like, something that really hurt you or felt like a huge thing a year ago or 2 years ago. And think about, like, how it actually all rolled out and came to be. Chances are there are things that, like, felt so huge and hurtful in the moment that you literally don't even remember
like
now.
You forgot.
I know that that's true. There's so but many things that you've forgotten.
That's part of you go through it and mm-hmm. you feel and experience what's happening in the moment because that's your life mm-hmm. and that's what's happening. In order, like, you have to go through that in yeah. order to be able to forget it later on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if something is, like, overwhelming you in your mind right now, thinking about, okay, take a step back in the grand scheme of my life, in a month, in a few months, in a year, like, this is probably going to be minor, or how much is this actually going to affect me, or maybe how can growing from this help me, or how might it actually give me opportunities for other things, like maybe getting rejected from a school or not getting a job that you wanted, like, maybe that kills you so much in the moment, but think about the grand scheme of things that it might actually be opening up different pathways or opportunities for you that are actually meant to happen.
That you never even dreamed of.
Yeah. Because also, how many things have you looked back on that were really awful in the moment, but you're like, wait, like, I'm so glad that that actually happened, because without that, I wouldn't be in this position. Or without that, I wouldn't have learned how to deal with this. Or without that, I would have maybe been stuck at this one job or something, and I would never have had the opportunity to try this other new thing, you know? Like, there are so many things that once you see how life rolls out, some of the bad things in the moment can actually be great things.
And all of these, like, solutions or points that we've talked about today, that can apply to, like, tangible things, like Cameron said, getting rejected from a job or a dream school or something that's, like, something that you can write down. But it can also apply to just, like, if your mental health is bad, if your environment isn't super, like, anything that's kind of intangible, like mm-hmm. mental health, emotions, all that kind of stuff. Like, this is so applicable to any difficult time that you may define.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can't change the past. You can't change what has happened or what might be happening to you right now, but you can change the future. You can think about, like, what led up to this happening, what caused it, and maybe what part did I have in it, because then you know what changes to make moving forward to prevent the same things from happening again, or maybe to prevent something worse or bigger from happening again, right? This, what's happening right now might be so that you can learn how to prevent something even worse happening in the future. If nothing else, right. That could be, like, what it's for.
This is another thing, it's completely separate, but another thing I've been thinking about a lot recently is each new generation, like, society, whatever, it gets so much harder to fail, like, mentally, which is just irritating because you're supposed to fail. How else do you learn? Like, you're supposed to be able to mess up and try things without super damaging repercussions. But anyway, the point is, like,
what do you mean it gets harder to fail?
I just, like, there's so many repercussions, I don't know, like, social media as well, and just,
like, it makes it harder on you when you fail, or it's impossible to fail?
No, it makes it harder on you. Gotcha. It's definitely not impossible to fail.
Oh, it's like cancel culture type things, where it's like, you can't make a mistake. It's harder to learn from a mistake and move, like, forward. It makes everything seem detrimental.
There's no longer, like, space to learn from your mistakes, or space to make mistakes in order to grow when Like, that's life. You're supposed to make mistakes left and right so that you know how to not do that in the future. Like, that's the whole point. And part of going through rough times, which you will forever go up and down in your life, but part of the lower moments is so, like, you learn things from it. Eventually, once you're out of it, you look back and you learn things from it. But, like, anyway, failure, that's a different topic. But
I feel like we could have a whole episode on, like, cancel culture kind of thing, but not even just cancel culture. I do agree
I feel
that,
that's just an easy way to describe this, but that's kind of the whole...
Maybe it's because people are so, like, interconnected with social media and stuff. Everybody knows everything that other people do, right? So it's hard to, like, when you make one mistake, it's like everyone hears about it, everyone learns, and it's hard to separate that or to move on.
I just feel like everything is so much more serious. Things that don't even need to be, like, also with tough times, like, difficult phases in your life, they feel a lot more serious and a lot more groundbreaking and impossible to get through, and this feels a lot bigger than it needs to be. So now for some poetry.
Instead of a double take today, because it has been a bit of, like, a heavier episode, in
and
a sense.
What are we going to do? Ask you, what is the shit going on in your life? We're just going to read people's issues.
We figured that we're going to read some quotes, or as in Catherine said, maybe a little bit of poetry.
Some poetry.
That may be an inspiring way to finish off today's episode.
This is not my quote. There's no author on it, so if it's yours...
all credit to you.
Amazing, and we love it. You're a real human being who's living and breathing in this world, who's healing and moving through seasons of beauty and seasons of change and seasons of evolution each and every day. Your experience in this world will never be perfect, will never be flawless, but it will be real. It will be honest, and I hope you learn how to embrace that.
Gorgetastic.
Gorgetastic.
What's one that I can read? And finally, the life in front of you is more important than the life behind you. Trust that. Trust yourself. Give yourself as much love and care as you can. And know that we love and appreciate you as well, and that we are always here for you, whether it's just through listening to our podcast or whether you want to join the Girls with Goals group chat. It's always linked in the description. Whether you want to message us on Instagram, like, in every way that we possibly can be, we are here for you.
And thank you for listening, because that's how you guys are here for us. And we're so appreciative.
Follow at Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram. Follow each of our personal accounts, and Catherine Kinnean, at Caroline Kinnean. Give the show a rating. It helps us out. And we will see you next Monday.
Bye.